Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 27 years ago, our next guest retired from the U.S. Marine Corps at Parris Island, South Carolina, and launched a film career in the Lowcountry, including making an award-winning documentary about the Marines. His love of films and the history of major motion picture making in that part of our state led to the creation of what has become, over the past 13 years, one of the most successful film festivals in the South. Ron Tucker is Executive Director of the Beaufort International Film Festival, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Beaufort, South Carolina. Ron, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike.
Lucky 13 this year.
Lucky 13. That's what we've been calling it as well, and we're looking forward to it. It'll be here really before we know it.
Well, go ahead and give us the dates and the location.
The dates are February 19th through the 24th. Opening ceremony is at Tabby Place in downtown Beaufort, and the screenings will all take place at the University of South Carolina Beaufort Center for the Arts.
What's the big news for this year's festival?
We've expanded a day, so we are now a six-day festival, and we've already doubled the number of screenings to about 60, really increased the number of short films. We've already heard from filmmakers that are really scattered all over the world. The first response we got was from Tokyo, Japan. So we have truly an international guest list of filmmakers that are heading our way.
Well, for our listeners who have not been to the festival, give us a breakdown of the different categories.
Feature films and documentaries. We have the short film, we have animation films, and we have screenplays.
And can you share with us some of the films that kind of caught your eye that you expect to have pretty big crowds for this year?
Well, the one thing about the crowds at Beaufort, it really doesn't matter what time of day the screening is, because we start at 9 o'clock in the morning, we go to about 11 o'clock at night. So the screening average last year was nearly 300 per screening. So it's kind of hard to say if it was because of a particular film or not. But we do know that this year the short films are some of the best that we've ever seen. And we have five feature films, and they will all play at night. That's something new. We've decided that those people who work and want to take part in the festival will get to come to a movie at night. And all five of our feature films will be represented by a filmmaker, so we're very excited about that.
Any South Carolina connections, any films from our state that made the cut?
We have one called Unearthed that is coming from Charleston, South Carolina. It's a first-time filmmaker. It is actually a world premiere. We have one from a young teenage filmmaker, 16 years old. She's from Marion, South Carolina. And we also have one from the northern part of South Carolina, Greenville. Pretty much almost all the whole state covered.
And then the last day of the festival is always awards day, and I know you have some big names coming for that.
Right. The awards day is Sunday evening. And we're very, very happy that Paul Sorvino, legendary actor, sculptor, writer, they just produced a cookbook with his wife, Dee Dee. He will be our Lifetime Achievement Award recipient this year. And Joyce Gilliard, who is a South Carolina-based hairstylist and makeup artist and activist, will be our behind-the-scenes recipient.
Comment for a minute on how you've seen this festival over the 13 years work with the local film industry.
The film festival itself is a showcase for the state, really. I mean, we're hoping to bring these filmmakers in here from all over the world. We're anticipating about 80 filmmakers coming this year. It's an opportunity for us to show off the beautiful Lowcountry of Beaufort. And as well, we get to brag about the 20-plus motion pictures that were shot in and around Beaufort. And I think most filmmakers are kind of in awe of that when they see the films that were shot here, like Prince of Tides and The Big Chill, and of course Forrest Gump. And they will automatically recognize that South Carolina is a place where films should be made, and hopefully they'll bring some of their projects this way.
Well, Ron, one more time, give us the dates of the festival and the place.
The dates of the festival is February 19th to the 24th. And all the screenings will take place at the University of South Carolina Beaufort Center for the Arts.
Ron, as always, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Ron Tucker is Executive Director of the Beaufort International Film Festival. We will have a link to the festival posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.